The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Once again, got to thank Frankie Lloyd and all the staff and crew here at Golden Isle Speedway for helping us put this together for you. A great racetrack tonight. A little dry, a little dusty, but we're ready to go after 2 days of solid rain here in Brunswick, Georgia. Some of the people we got to thank, foremost, we got to thank Ziegler Racing Engines, Clay and Rebecca Ziegler, $100 to our heat race winners and the Fast Qualifier Award. Some of the lap sponsors, DeWitt Produce, DeWitt Racing, Wholesale Automotive, Brett Cox out of Waycross, Georgia, Robinson Recycling, John Robinson out of Valdosta, Georgia, State Auto Parts, Toby and Wendell Justice out of Waycross, Georgia, Taylor's Pools, Chris Taylor out of Waycross, Terry and Virginia Rye out of Middleburg, Florida, Diversified Fabricators and Erectors, Brunswick, Georgia, CNC Powerline, Chuck Chitty out of Jacksonville, the Red Carpet Lounge out of Brunswick, and M&M Transport out of Jacksonville, Florida. And rolling out onto the Speedway right now, the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Your lineup for this 60-lap, $5,000 to win Georgia State Late Model Championship here at Golden Isle Speedway. Starting on the pole, your Fast Qualifier, your Ziegler Racing Engines Fast Qualifier, the 07 of the Professor, Ivanent Lloyd. Outside front row in the 7F, it'll be Jason Fitzgerald. Starting in the third spot, the 5W, your points leader, the Magic Man, Mark Whitener. Outside of him, the 5C, the Locomotive, Johnny Collins. Next up will be the 22B of Brandon Cameron. Then it'll be the 6 of Jeff Henry. Row number 4 will be the 47, the Tallahassee Terror, Tyler Ivey. Outside of Ivey in the 26, it'll be Dylan Wood. In the 26B, it'll be Adam Biedenbaugh. In the 2, Brandon DeWitt. The 00B will be Russell Brown Jr. The J1, Jay Johnson. Row number 7, the J17 of Joe Kump. The 95 of Travis Pennington. Row number 8, the 46B of Darrell Padgett. Outside of him, in the 66 of Chuck Chitty. Row number 9, the 16M of Stanton Mills. In the 6 of Clay Biedenbaugh. Row number 10, the 3K of Kyle Van Sickle. And the 16 of Wayne Sugar. Row number 11, the 71A of Bo Allen. And the 0 of Charlie Williamson. In the final row, it'll be the 16L of Jordan Lockhart and the 32 of Philip Cobb. That is your lineup for tonight's 60-lap A-Main feature here at Golden Isle Speedway. $5,000 to win. Golden Isle Speedway, get up on your feet. Give them a wave. They're waving back at you, the stars and cars of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Get them lined up side by side. Billy Osborne, the race director for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, making contact with the drivers. Slam and Sammy, the flagman, gives them the one to go sign. Next time by the flag stand, they'll be in full force, ready to go. 60 laps, $5,000 to win here at Golden Isle Speedway. Professor Ivanent Lloyd in David Clegg's 07 machine on the point. The 7 of Jason Fitzgerald in the Bobby Labonte Foundation machine on the outside of the front row. Here they come to the line. In turn number 4, the green flag waves, and we are underway. Ivanent Lloyd takes him down into turn number 1. Fitzgerald up on the high side as Mark Whitener works down low. Fitzgerald way up high in the soft stuff now as Whitener takes over the second spot. Here comes Brandon Cameron. Brandon Cameron now on the inside of the 7 of Fitzgerald as they come out of turn number 4. Your leader will be Ivanent Lloyd. Mark Whitener in second. Brandon Cameron, 16 machine off the track. Caution flag on the speedway for the 16 of Sugar. Stanton Mills in the 16 in the infield. Yellow flag on the speedway as we get one lap in the books. So officials decide complete restart as we did not get the full field across the stripe. We get them lined back up as action's starting out early here at Golden Isle Speedway. Field showing the one to go side one more time as everybody getting their positions back. Got them lined up side by side as they head down the backstretch. A little bit of anxiousness out of their systems now as we get ready to head to the line. The green flag waves. We're back underway. This time it's the 7 of Fitzgerald on the outside of the 07 of the Professor, Ivan and Lloyd. Here comes Lloyd back battling back on the inside as they head down the backstretch and into turn number 3. Fitzgerald and Lloyd side by side now. Lloyd right down on the bottom of the racetrack as they come out of turn number 4. Ivan and Lloyd will be your leader. Fitzgerald in second. Whitener is third. Johnny Collins up to fourth. And Brandon, the 22 of Brandon Cameron in that fifth spot. 15 of Jeff Henry now trying to close in on that fifth position. Behind him is Tyler Ivey in the 47, the 26 of Dylan Wood. Completing lap number 2 now, it's the seven of Ivan and Lloyd continuing the lead. He's starting to pull away from the 7 of Jason Fitzgerald. Brandon Cameron, who's in the top 5, goes around over in turn number 2. Caution flag on the speedway. So Brandon Cameron, who started slipping out of the top 5, goes around in turn number 2. He'll bring out the second caution flag of the day. 58 laps to let go. Stanton Mills, a lot of damage on the right side of that 16 car. So the 07 of the Professor Ivan and Lloyd is your leader. Jason Fitzgerald in the 7 is in second. Then it's the 5W of Mark Whitener, the 5C of Johnny Collins, 15 of Jeff Henry, 47 of Tyler Ivey, the 26 of Dylan Wood, the 2 of Brandon DeWitt, Adam Biedenbaugh in the 26, the 00 of Russell Brown. Jay Johnson in the 1, the 66 of Chuck Chitty. 95 of Travis Pennington behind them. Daryl Padgett in the 46. 17 of Joe Kump. Kyle Van Sickle in the 3K. Clay Biedenbaugh in the 6, the 71 of Bo Allen. Looks like the 16 of Wayne Shugart. 32 of Philip Cobb, the 0 of Williamson. 16 of Stanton Mills, once again showing a lot of damage on that. Jordan Lockhart in the 16. Brandon Cameron will tag the tail end of the field. All right, going to go with the Delaware double file restart. 07 of Ivan and Lloyd will pace the field all by himself out front. Got him lined up as they head down the backstretch. Ivan and Lloyd takes him down into 3. Here they come down into the line in turn number 4. The green flag waves. They're back underway. 7 up Fitzgerald getting around the 5W of Whitener for that second position. Here comes Henry. Henry battling on the outside. The 5 of Whitener for that third spot. Drag race down the backstretch. Still side by side as they go into turn number 3. Coming out of turn number 4, it'll be Whitener taking over that third position. Jeff Henry loses a couple of odds. He'll get behind the 5 of Johnny Collins. He'll try to come back on the outside of Collins for that fourth position. Right there is Tyler Ivey, Dylan Wood, and caution flag back out on the speedway. Got one into the turn 4 wall. And it looks like Lockhart is taking out into the turn 4 wall. A lot of damage on the 16L of Jordan Lockhart. Safety crews on the speedway taking care of the 16L of Jordan Lockhart. And Lockhart moving around in the car. Once again, hard lick into that turn 4 wall. Once again, your lineup, Ivan and Lloyd in the 07 is your leader. Jason Fitzgerald in the 7 in the second spot. Mark Whitener is third. Johnny Collins fourth. Your fifth place car, the 15 of Jeff Henry. Behind him, the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Daryl Padgett in the 26. Brandon DeWitt in the 2. The 00 of Russell Brown Jr. Adam Biedenbaugh in the 26, the 66 of Chuck Chitty. Jay Johnson in the 1. Pennington in the 95. Joe Kump in the 17. Kyle Van Sickle in the 3. Clay Biedenbaugh in the 6. Bo Allen the 71. 32 is Philip Cobb. Wayne Shugart in the 16. Charlie Williamson in the 0 machine. Brandon Cameron and Stanton Mills will bring up the tail end of the field as the wrecker's still working on the 16L of Jordan Lockhart. Once again, going to thank United Land Clearing for all their help with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Terry and Virginia Rye. Phone number is 904-237-4600. Also, Doughboy Signs, 352-258-8609. And Tommy's Towing out of Tampa for all your towing needs in Hillsboro and surrounding areas. Give Tommy's Towing a call, 813-236-7313. And remember, for all the information, up-to-date information on the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, go to UnitedDirtLateModels.com. That's UnitedDirtLateModels.com. Monday night, tune in to Inside Florida Racing on RealRacingUSA.com for an in-depth interview with the winner of today's big 60-lap Georgia State Late Model Championship live right here from Golden Isle Speedway. Got them lined back up in that Delaware restart as they hit the line in turn number four. The green will come back, and Ivan and Lloyd will take them down into turn number one. Rest of the field side by side as they exit turn number two. Seven to Fitzgerald getting them into some rough stop. Hold on to that second spot, but here comes Mark Whitener. Whitener on the inside now. Mark Whitener trying to take over that second position. Here comes Jeff Henry and Johnny Collins. Collins now on the inside of Whitener for that third spot as Fitzgerald pulls away from the field, trying to catch the 0-7 of Ivan and Lloyd. Mark Whitener holding on to that third position now as they come out of turn number two. Jeff Henry moves up to the fourth spot, working on Whitener. Contact between Whitener and Henry. Henry goes up high in turn number four, loses a bunch of positions now as the battle for that third spot between Johnny Collins and Mark Whitener. Johnny Collins takes the spot, but Whitener battles back on the inside as they head down the backstretch into turn number three. Up into the fifth spot, the 47 of Tyler Ivey, Dylan Wood in the 26, the two of Brandon DeWitt, and the 26 of Beaten Ball. Jeff Henry slow over in turn number four. Yellow flag on the speedway for the 15 of Jeff Henry. It's like a right front fender rubbing on the 15 of Jeff Henry. He'll go into the pits. Six laps into this 60-lap feature event. So far it's been the 0-7 of Ivan and Lloyd leading the way. Jason Fitzgerald in the 7 car trying to reel him in. Hot and heavy battle between those two 5 cars, between the 5W and the 5C of Johnny Collins. Tyler Ivey being patient in that 47 car, now up to the 5th spot. Behind him, the 26 of Dylan Wood. Brandon DeWitt in the 2, the 26 of Adam Beatenball behind him. Double zero of Russell Brown Jr., who lost a drive shaft in hot laps. Up to the 7th spot, running a good race. Chuck Chinney in that 66, also a good run going. Darrell Padgett in the 46, the 17 of Joe Cum. Kyle Van Sickle in the 3 machine. Travis Pennington in the 95 right there with the 32 of Philip Cobb behind him. Clay Beatenball in the 6, Bo Allen in the 71. 22B of Brandon Cameron, Jay Johnson in the 1, the 16 of Wayne Sugar, the 0 of Charlie Williamson. 16 of Stanton Mills in the 15 now of Jeff Henry back out on the speedway as they get the 1 to go sign this time by. 54 laps left to go to collect that $5,000 check right here at Golden Isle Speedway in the Georgia State Late Model Championship. They roll into turn number four. Sammy waves the green flag. We are back underway. And same scenario. The 07 of Ivan and Lloyd jumps out to that top spot. Fitzgerald closes in, but Lloyd pulls away down the backstretch. Now it's Tyler Ivey. Tyler Ivey in the 47 up to that third spot. Johnny Collins in the 5. Looks like he's up to the 4th position. 3 wide as they cross the stripe. It's the 26 of Dylan Wood, the 2 of Brandon DeWitt, and the 5 of Whitener. Big wreck over in turn number 2. 5 of Mark Whitener was out front, went around everybody getting on the binders. The 26 of Adam Beatenball, Kyle Van Sickle in the 3, the 66 of Chitty, Pennington in the 95, all involved. 46 of Darrell Padgett also involved. All the cars pulling away. Everybody back underway. All the cars back underway. Having a tough time getting this one with some collective green flag under their belts. 53 laps left to go to decide this one at Golden Isle Speedway. 3K of Kyle Van Sickle getting a little attention out there on the front stretch. It's like the 22 of Brandon Cameron. Some front end damage on that car. Might be only cosmetic. All right, your lineup 7-0. Abibit and Lloyd continues to lead. Jason Fitzgerald in the 7 is second. That's the 47 of Tyler Ivey up to third. Johnny Collins in the 5C is your fourth place car. Then Dilla Wood in the 26 will round out the top five. The 2 of Brandon DeWitt will be behind them. The 5W of Mark Whitener. 00 of Russell Brown. 46 of Daryl Padgett. The 17 of Kump. Kyle Van Sickle in the 3K. Clay Biedenbaugh. Travis Pennington. 71 of Bo Allen. Jeff Henry in the 15. Philip Cobb in the 32. Wayne Schugert in the 16. Stan Mills in his 16 machine. Jay Johnson in the 1. And the 0, Charlie Williamson. All right, we're getting this lined up. 26B of Adam Biedenbaugh tags the tail end of the field for bringing out that caution flag. For the complete schedule of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, make sure you check it out on uniteddirtlatemodels.com. Also, all the race results, race reports will be right there. Live broadcasting brought to you by RealRacingUSA.com. All right, got them lined up, getting ready to go back racing. 53 laps left to go in this 60-lap feature event. The Professor, Ivan and Lloyd, has led from the drop of the green flag. Jason Fitzgerald electing to go to the outside of row number 2 in the third position, the 47 of Tyler Ivey, the 5 of Johnny Collins, and here we go. Green flags out. We're back underway. And it's Ivan and Lloyd once again taking him down into turn number 1. Jason Fitzgerald closes in on him, slides up high, and Ivan and Lloyd pulls away. Tyler Ivey holds onto that second position. Dylan Wood in the 26 gets around the 5 of Johnny Collins. Mark Whitener getting around the number 2 of Brandon DeWitt, trying to track in the number 5 of Collins, but DeWitt battling back on the inside. That's the battle for the 6th position, 00 of Russell Brown Jr. as we go down the backstretch. And again, problems over in turn number 2. Looks like Travis Pennington once again involved in that one. Jeff Henry and the 95 involved with that one on the backstretch. Wayne Schugert in the 16 also getting tangled up in that one. He's able to get underway. Wreckers over there for the 15 of Henry and the 95 of Pennington. Ivan Lloyd continues to lead. Jason Fitzgerald holding on to that second spot. Tyler Ivey is third. Johnny Collins is fourth. Then Dylan Wood. Mark Whitener behind him, Brandon DeWitt, Russell Brown Jr., Daryl Padgett in the 46, the 66 of Chitty, the 17 of Joe Kump, Clay Biedenbaugh in the 6, Kyle Van Sickle in the 3K, the 22 of Brandon Cameron, the 32 of Philip Cobb. Adam Biedenbaugh in the 26, who's gone back to the tail end of the field for that earlier altercation. Wayne Schugert in the 16, the 71 of Bo Allen. Jay Johnson in the 1 car, the 0 of Williamson. Stanton Mills in the 16, and the 15 of Jeff Henry now rejoins the field. Shown the 1 to go sign this time by. Once again, Jason Fitzgerald electing that high side in row number 2 with Tyler Ivey on the inside of him, out front by himself in this Delaware restart, the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd in the David Clegg machine. He fire in turn number 3-4. The green flag comes back out, and they are back underway. This time, Jason Fitzgerald going to try a different line as he follows the Professor out of turn number 4, slides it up high. The Professor pulls away. Tyler Ivey all alone in that third spot. Now the 5 of Johnny Collins closing in for position with the 26 of Dylan Wood, the 5 of Mark Whitener. Got one around over in turn number 4. Looks like Clay Biedenbaugh in the 6, the one bringing out that yellow flag. Track really, really starting to dry up now here under this Georgia sun. As we've got beautiful blue skies here at Brunswick, Georgia. Nothing like the last 2 days we've had here with a lot of rain. But able to get this one in for the fans. A 60 lap, $5,000 to win. Georgia State Late Model Championship coming to you live from the Golden Isle Speedway. All right, this time we're going to go single file restart with the field. 51 laps left to go. Ivan and Lloyd, Jason Fitzgerald, Tyler Ivey, Johnny Collins, Dylan Woods, your top five. Mark Whitener, Russell Brown, Brandon DeWitt, Darrell Padgett, Chuck Chitty, Joe Kump, Kyle Van Sickle, Brandon Cameron, Adam Biedenbaugh, Wayne Sugar, Philip Cobb, Bo Allen, Jay Johnson, Jeff Henry, Charlie Williamson, Stanton Mills, and Clay Biedenbaugh. That's the field with 51 laps left to go in this $5,000 to win 60-lap feature. Here we go. Back to green flag racing. Ivan and Lloyd, the class of the field, takes him down into turn number one. A lot of dust coming up on this racetrack. Oh, and Jason Fitzgerald way up high in the soft stuff. Kicking up rooster tails now with the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Gets around him. Going into turn number three. Tyler Ivey for that second spot is Jason Fitzgerald trying to battle back on the outside. Still on the outside of the 47 of Tyler Ivey for that second position. Right there, the 5 of Johnny Collins. The 26 of Dylan Wood and the 5W of Mark Whitener. Up front, the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd pulling away now as the battle for that second position heating up. Tyler Ivey still on the inside now. Fitzgerald going to lose that spot to the 47 of Tyler Ivey. 3 and 4 wide coming out of turn number four. Jeff Henry really using that high line now as Jason Fitzgerald battling back on the outside of the 47 of Tyler Ivey for that second position. Johnny Collins in the 5 car, right there in the 4 spot, and in the 5th position, the 26 of Dylan Wood. Fitzgerald able to get back around the 47 of Tyler Ivey for that 2nd position, trying to track in your leader, the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd looking at making this look pretty easy now here at Golden Isle Speedway, as he's really pulling away from the 2nd place car of Fitzgerald. Now it's Johnny Collins going to make a bid for that 3rd position on the inside of Tyler Ivey. Side by side as they go down the backstretch into turn number 3. Collins down low. Ivey on the high line now. Collins slinging that car around. And Collins will be scored your 3rd place car at the stripe. But Ivey comes back on the outside. Tyler Ivey trying to get back into that 3rd position with Johnny Collins, trying to take the spot away from him. It's still Collins down low. Ivey high. Ivey slips up and Johnny Collins takes over that 3rd position. 26 up Dylan Wood now going to try to take the spot away from the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Mark Whitener got his hands full with the 2 up Brandon DeWitt as he tries to hold that position. Behind him, the 00 of Russell Brown, the 66 of Chuck Chitty. Now the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd starting to come up on the back of the field as he'll encounter lap traffic. The 7 of Jason Fitzgerald all by himself in that second spot with the 5 of Johnny Collins, 3rd, 47 of Tyler Ivey, the 26 of Dylan Wood. Jason Fitzgerald now going to try and make up some ground on your leader, the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd, as he's getting around the outside of lap traffic. Stanton Mills, the first car to go a lap down now as they come out of turn number 4. Ivan and Lloyd. Really looking good now as he gets around the 0 of Williamson. Side by side racing in front of him between the 22 of Brandon Cameron to Clay Biedenbaugh in the 6. Lloyd drops down low. He'll get around those 2 cars. 7 of Jason Fitzgerald now encountering those lap cars. He's made some distance up between himself and the 07 of Ivan and Lloyd. Johnny Collins still in that 3rd spot. Tyler Ivey is 4th. Dylan Wood 5th. Brandon DeWitt 6th. And Mark Whitener dropping back to that 7th spot with the 00 of Russell Brown, the 66 of Chuck Chitty, 3 of Kyle Van Sickle, 0 of Williamson now is going to go up high in turn number 1, and he'll head to the pits. 40 laps left to go, 20 laps down, 40 to go. Jason Fitzgerald still trying to reel in your leader, Ivan and Lloyd in the 07, but Lloyd really making this one look easy now as he goes down into 3. A little bit of contact between Russell Brown, Chuck Chitty, and Kyle Van Sickle. They keep it pointed in the right direction. Green flag stays out on the speedway. Johnny Collins in that number 5 car is your 3rd place car as he works on the inside of lap traffic down the backstretch. Trying to get in on number 7 of Fitzgerald. Johnny Collins within a couple car lengths of that 2nd place car. Ivan and Lloyd really pulling away from that second place car. Jason Fitzgerald. Lloyd, your leader. Fitzgerald in second. Collins is third. Dylan Wood in the 26, and then the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Brandon DeWitt behind him. Whitener behind DeWitt. That's the double zero of Russell Brown, the three of Kyle Van Sickle, Joe Kump, Jeff Henry, Adam Biedenbaugh, and Wayne Shugard. 35 laps left to go as they finally got him a good run of green flag racing under their belts. Now it's Brandon DeWitt. Brandon DeWitt trying to make a challenge on the 47 of Tyler Ivey for that fifth spot. Tyler Ivey was all the way up into the second position, but now it's dropped back to the fifth spot, and Brandon DeWitt trying to take that spot away from him. Ivan and Lloyd really making his way through the field now as he'll get around the 32 of Philip Cobb. Cobb sliding it up high as his next victim will be the 16 of Wayne Shugard. Jason Fitzgerald in the second spot, the third position, the 5 of Johnny Collins. Fourth spot, the 26 of Dylan Wood, and the fifth spot, the 47 of Tyler Ivey. But right on his tail, the number 2 of Brandon DeWitt. And your second place car, Fitzgerald, going around over in turn number 1. Jason Fitzgerald, your second place car, goes around in turn number 1. Might be mechanical problems on that race car. So with 32 laps left to go, just shy of the halfway mark, Jason Fitzgerald, who is making his way through the field in lap traffic, goes around in turn number 1. May have had contact with the 32 of Philip Cobb as he's going around to lap him. Push truck coming up behind the 7 of Fitzgerald. And also the 2 of Brandon DeWitt also making his way into the pits. 2 of Fitzgerald gets pushed off. So now your lineup changes. The 07 of Ivan and Lloyd continues to lead, but behind him, Johnny Collins in the 5C. Dylan Wood in the 26, the 47 of Tyler Ivey, and the 5W of Mark Whitener will round out the top 5. Chuck Chitty in the 20, in the 66, the double zero of Russell Brown, the 15 of Jeff Henry, 17 of Joe Kump, the 26 of Adam Biedenbaugh, Wayne Shugart in the 16, the 71 of Bo Allen, the 32 of Philip Cobb, Jay Johnson in the 1, 6 of Clay Biedenbaugh, the 16 of Stanton Mills, as the 7 of Fitzgerald will tag behind the last car on the lead lap. Now he goes up high. Looks like Fitzgerald might be heading to the pits. And Fitzgerald takes the 7 car into the pits. Field coming up to the 1 to go sign. And Fitzgerald will make his way back out onto the speedway. And the 7 of Fitzgerald will tag in behind the 16 of Wayne Shugart as the green flag comes back out. Racing back underway here at Golden Isle Speedway. Nose to tail affair as they come out of turn number 2. It's Ivan and Lloyd, your leader. Johnny Collins in second. Dylan Wood is third. Fourth is Tyler Ivey. And fifth is Mark Whitener. Now he's feeling the challenge of the 66 of Chuck Chitty. Chuck Chitty trying to work on the inside of Whitener as the double zero of Russell Brown and Jeff Henry in the 15 trying to close in. Henry on the inside, the double zero of Russell Brown trying to take that spot away, but Brown able to horsepower his way back down into turn number 3. 30 laps in the books, 30 laps left to go to decide this one. And from the drop of the green flag, it's been the professor, Ivan and Lloyd, your leader. Up into the second spot, Johnny Collins, last year's 2008. United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series champion coming out of turn number 4. Ivan and Lloyd, your Ziegler Racing Engines fast qualifier, leading this one down into 1. Jeff Henry now trying to take the spot away from the 66 of Chitty as the 5W of Whitener working on the 47 of Tyler Ivey for that fourth position. They go down into three. Side by side, they touch over in turn number four. They'll be side by side as they come out of turn number four, and they'll be nose to tail as they cross the stripe. Whitener and Ivy still side by side as they come out of two, and Whitener will take over the spot. Mark Whitener moves up into that fourth position, but up front it's all Ivan and Lloyd. Now it's Jeff Henry in the 15 working on the 47 of Tyler Ivy. Jeff Henry trying to move into that top five, and he had to go to the rear of the field early in this race. And Jeff Henry moves up into that fifth position, puts Tyler Ivy back to the sixth spot. Lloyd continues to lead. Collins in the second spot. Dylan Wood is third. Whitener up the fourth. Your points leader right now, the 5W of Mark Whitener coming into this race. Jeff Henry in fifth. Tyler Ivey is your sixth place car. Behind him, the 00 of Brown, the 66 of Chitty, the 26 of Adam Biedenbaugh. Joe Kump in the 17. Wayne Shugart in the 16 and the 71 of Bo Allen. 25 laps left to go. 25 laps left to go here at Golden Isle Speedway. Ivan and Lloyd, a straightaway away from the tail end of the field as he closes in on the six of Beanball. Ivan and Lloyd looking smooth as he goes down into turn number one. No problems for the David Clegg machine piloted by Ivan and Lloyd today. Johnny Collins on cruise control in that second spot. Dylan Woods all by himself in third. Whitener up to fourth. Henry in fifth now as Henry closes in on the 5W, the magic man, Mark Whitener. Jeff Henry trying to take that fourth position away from Whitener as Tyler Ivey sits back there in the sixth spot. Ivan and Lloyd now coming up on the 7 of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald with a handful in that race car was running second when he went around just a few laps ago, now threatening to go a lap down as they come out of turn number 4, and Ivan and Lloyd will put the 7 of Fitzgerald a lap down. So definitely problems for the 7 of Fitzgerald. Ivan and Lloyd smooth as silk as he makes his way through the lap traffic. Now he'll put Clay Biedenbaugh another lap down as they go into turn number 3. Next one on the list, Stanton Mills, who had damage early in this race. Johnny Collins holding on to second. Dylan Wood is third. Whitener fourth. Henry fifth. Dylan 47 at Tyler Ivey. 00 Russell Brown. 66 of Chuck Chitty. Under 20 laps. 19 laps to go. 18 laps as Ivan and Lloyd crosses the stripe. 18 laps left to go for Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd making his way underneath the one of Jay Johnson as he heads down the backstretch. Laps clicking off as we wind down here at Golden Isle Speedway. Up next for Ivan and Lloyd, the 32 of Philip Cobb. Johnny Collins in that five, just sitting there in that second spot. About a straightaway behind him, the 26 of Dylan Wood. Then it's the 5 of Whitener, the 15 of Henry, and the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Distance behind them, the 00 of Russell Brown, the 66 of Chuck Chitty. And behind them, Joe Kump, Adam Biedenbaugh, Bo Allen, and Wayne Shugart. Ivan and Lloyd coming up on the 16 of Shugart as we got 15 laps left to go. 15 laps left to go here at Golden Isle Speedway. Long green flag run, and it looks like that car of Ivan and Lloyd really liking these long green flag runs. Philip Cobb goes into the pits. Ivan and Lloyd with almost a full straightaway lead on your second place car, Johnny Collins. Ivan and Lloyd using that low line to get around the 16 of Shugart. Shugart still right there though. 26 of Adam Biedenbaugh right on the inside. Ivan and Lloyd putting Beaten Ball lap down, working on Sugart as they go down into turn number three. Johnny Collins not able to make up any ground now as Ivan and Lloyd just slicing and dicing his way through this lap traffic. Track really starting to get blackened in now as we got 10 laps left to go. 10 laps left to go for Ivan and Lloyd. At the 9-lap to go mark, it's Ivan and Lloyd, your leader. Johnny Collins in the second position. Third spot belongs to the 26 of Dylan Wood. Fourth position, the 5W of Mark Whitener. Rounding out the top five, the 15 of Jeff Henry. Behind him is the 47 of Tyler Ivey, the 00 of Russell Brown Jr., 66 of Chuck Chitty, Joe Kumpf in the 17 car, 71 of Bo Allen going another lap down, 16 of Sugart, 26 of Adam Beatenball, the 16 of Stanton Mills, the 6 of Clay Beatenball. Ivan and Lloyd really mastering this dry racetrack here at Golden Isle Speedway. Two-day rain delay here at Brunswick, Georgia. Coming down to it right now. Ivan and Lloyd will come out of turn number four. He'll get the signal. Five laps left to go. Five laps left to go for the professor, Ivan and Lloyd. Ivan and Lloyd and that David Clegg Sodmaster machine really showing the way here at Golden Isle Speedway, is led from the drop of the green flag. Ivan and Lloyd closing in on the 17 of Joe Kump, who is racing with the 1 of Jay Johnson, the 66 of Chitty, and the 00 of Russell Brown. Double sticks, two laps left to go. Ivan and Lloyd, Johnny Collins, Dylan Wood, Mark Whitener, and Jeff Henry, your top five. White flag flies over the field, one lap left to go. And here he comes out of turn number four. Your Georgia State late model championship winner, the professor, Ivan and Lloyd. Second spot, the locomotive, Johnny Collins. Crossing the stripe third, the 26 of Dylan Wood, the 5W of Mark Whitener, and the 15 of Jeff Henry. What a great race here at Golden Isle Speedway. Had a great time here. Once again, I want to thank the staff and crew of Golden Isle Speedway for making this possible. Great afternoon race. We want to thank all the people listening out on RealRacingUSA.com. Don't forget, we will have the professor Ivan and Lloyd on Inside Florida Racing Monday night only on RealRacingUSA.com.